Well, the summer months are heating up. It's getting to be about 90 in my parts of the woods, or Midwest, plains, whatever you want to call it. Uneven My Mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm your humble florist, Vaughn Fry. Joining me not this week is Mom. She is on an RV trip, driving my dad insane. Yeah, so not a lot happening this week. I just went to Freddy's tonight. And yeah, I know I'm really late with the pod today. Okay, well, I'm trying, okay? I'm a little late with it, but at Freddy's, this is started in Wichita. Headquarters still in Wichita. It's a burger joint. Freddy's frozen, I was about to say frozen steak burgers, but no, you want to cook those. Frozen steak burgers and frozen custard. Is it frozen custard and steak burgers? You put the dessert in the title of your business to make people want the dessert. That is the secret of success for Cheesecake Factory. Freddy's, I looked it up. My folks, they're traveling. They're in like Oregon. They're like all these places. Hey, we're in Wyoming, Montana. I can't remember where they saw this Freddy's, but they said, hey, it's Freddy's here. They're everywhere now. Started in 2002. I don't think I really saw them. Maybe I hadn't eaten at one till maybe a year or two after that, but 500 plus locations. I think it's like 513 or maybe it's 30. But Wichita is where it starts, and Texas has the most Freddy's, double the number of Kansas, the next leading state. But I think it said they were in like 47 states and territories, which means what? Maybe Guam or Puerto Rico? Are we putting them there? They don't have one in New York City, and New York doesn't deserve a Freddy's. So why don't we just go ahead and get into the news? Michael Keaton is returning to play Beetlejuice in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Now, don't you have to say his name three times? So that means there's going to be a third movie when Michael Keaton's like 90. If we're going on this kind of time, actually, he'd probably be about 100 if we kept up the pace. He was very clear on a stipulation for returning. And I think that we've got a lot of the original people on board, but how do you get people back when they're ghosts? You've established there's ghosts, so what are we doing with Gina Davis? What are we doing in particular with Alec Baldwin and Jeffrey Jones? In fact, from what I've seen of the trailers, and I try to avoid trailers usually, unless it's something I want my mom to watch and we have a reaction to with Deadpool and Wolverine, they're attending a funeral. I'm assuming it's the funeral of Jeffrey Jones. We don't put him in movies anymore for reasons I'm not allowed to talk about. Alec Baldwin, he still kind of gets a career. His wife, Hilarious. She has a show coming to E! Because she wants to be a Kardashian yoga teacher. But Michael Keaton was clear about coming back. He has to have the exact same amount of screen time. Though being the title character and probably getting paid the most, he doesn't really consume the film. He gets called upon. The leads of the original Beetlejuice, really Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin. Winona Ryder to some extent. Now it's, of course, Winona Ryder's kids played by Jenna Ortega. Is it Jenny or Jenna Ortega? Because she plays Wednesday Addams over on Netflix on what is essentially Netflix trying to make a Harry Potter series with an IP they could afford. Replace it. She does some sword fighting stuff. It's kind of like the wand fencing. She gets a scar, same spot as Harry Potter. She's practically the chosen one. She does all things amazing. She may as well be Hermione and Harry wrapped up together. Shoot, they have a boat race. They have like an event. They have dormitories that with rivalry. It's Harry Potter. Yeah, now she gets to take over because we want it to be about Lydia's daughter, and that's generally the way things go, right? A jet missing since 1971 was found submerged in Vermont's Lake Champlain. Well, see, the problem is they were looking for a jet, they should have been looking for a submarine. Meanwhile, every company in the world wants to talk about AI. I've seen things where there's AI help. Is this brand called Bespoke? It's like AI assisted clothes washing machine now accepts Tide. It's like, why wouldn't? I don't know. Apple, they're kind of lagging behind. They're going to say, hey, look, we're putting AI features in the next iPhone. The iPhone, is it 16? Are we skipping some numbers? What are we doing? And, oh boy, are we starting at $800? Hey, my 13 mini cost a cool $1,000. Now, I went with a memory upgrade. Trust me, you want the memory upgrade. I know Apple overcharges for it, but it's vital to getting the most out of your device if you don't want to have to constantly manage all the files all the time. What would AI do to help with the iPhone? We already have Siri, the virtual assistant. I kind of feel like that's AI enough. Really, AI just kind of rephrases websites. I was trying to figure out why bees have a hexagon in the honeycomb, and instead, like Copilot, the AI that Microsoft has, when honestly they should have, it should just call it Cortana. They were ahead of the game in all capacities, at least from a fictional standpoint. And then they introduced Cortana and she sounded great. Yeah, I mean, they even got Jen, who does the voice of Cortana in the Halo games, to do the Cortana, and I use her to answer my voicemail. It's really cool. But yeah, we'll ditch that. And now we're calling this thing Copilot. I don't think it talks back to you well. All it does is it just found the same educational website that wanted to come up with some kind of worksheet to explain this when I wanted a quick answer. And that's what it gave me. So that was a little, eh. Samsung doesn't want to fall behind on this either. They also have some chip technology to win the AI business. I mean, whatever you do, you get a new phone. You have to have these smartphones now. You're going to have AI in your pocket, whether you like it or not. Waymo is recalling 672 self-driving vehicles after a collision in Arizona. Now, I don't actually read through these articles because I kind of like to react to them, but I also found them, which it works better when I'm talking about them to see how my mom feels about them. With her not here, well, you're stuck with me. And am I trying to skim through here? But yeah, we've got a lot of self-driving vehicles. I don't think I've seen a Waymo. Maybe it's more of an urban deal. But now people are also stealing the EV charging cables from what they call the Tesla supercharger. I knew this was going to happen. You got copper wire conductivity in there. Heck, if you had gold, they'd be snatched right quick, right? How come from the start, the plan hasn't been you have a cable and you leave it in your trunk and you get that out to hook up. And then that way you have less devices that can be pried off of the core charging unit at the station. And there's so many ways to sabotage this stuff. But then again, you plug that in. So people are putting like meat inside of them. And then that corrodes the conductors and they have to replace this. I'm seeing a lot, that's as a protest move. Kind of messed up. Andrew McCarthy explains why Molly Ringwald and Judd Nelson are not in his Brat Pack documentary. And this is a funny explanation. I'm like, well, why wouldn't they be? There's two ways one becomes in the Brat Pack. And now you can be Brat Pack adjacent as very much Robert Downey Jr. is. But you were either one of the stars of The Breakfast Club or St. Elmo's Fire. And that really seems to be the line. Now, you're super Brat Pack if you're in both. So I think Ally Sheedy might have been in both of them. Judd Nelson's in both of them. Andrew McCarthy, he's making the doc because he's realizing like other opportunities are drying up. He was in St. Elmo's Fire, which, by the way, maybe I would have liked if I saw it back in the day, kind of like The Breakfast Club. I think The Breakfast Club works for you now. St. Elmo's Fire, not so much. It has a cool song. I'm going to be a man in motion. Only a pair of wheels. And that was actually written as like a promotion for not just like, I think the movie, but also a guy who was going to take a wheelchair across Canada, or maybe it was across the United States. But anyways, he seems to have a falling out with these two. They're not on speaking terms. And he says that being in the Rat Pack is kind of an evolving situation. He says in a quote, "The Brat Pack is an ongoing relationship. You know what I mean? So it's not family. You can fall out of friendship here, and maybe they're not on talking terms with other people in the Brat Pack, and so they'll only appear in archival footage." Super controversial. over on the Twitter, as everybody still calls it, who has sense, X hides likes for all users. I don't really see the point here, but I guess it's like if you see some girl in a skimpy bikini and you were hesitant to hit like on your account, maybe you have a burner account too for doing all that. Well, now you can freely hit like and your wife doesn't notice. It doesn't show up on the list of things you've liked. Now, they've had some alternatives to like bookmark or save or something. I don't honestly hit like a whole lot. Maybe I'll do it more. I kind of use like almost as a bookmark. But people are saying, oh, well, this will be a dream for stalkers. Or does it hurt the stalker? Like, one girl was trying to explain it to me that, oh, all these guys that talk to her all the time, they go and see what she likes, and then that way they know what she likes. And I'm like, oh, I hadn't even thought about that. That's wild. A TikToker named Lily Gaddis, ex-TikToker, I think she got removed from the platform, she calls herself a trad wife, which I had to look up, because everything has some kind of weird, if not acronym, but maybe like some kind of contracted phrase to make it hip. Traditional wife. That's what this is, a trad wife. She's a traditional wife. She dropped the N-word while she was making some quick cooking tip video on TikTok and was immediately pounced on. But all the hate that she generated, she ended up having to issue an apology and said she still couldn't care. So she stuck by her guns and she's bringing out the F-word that you can't say, even though the other F-word seems to get thrown around pretty freely. And she is throwing out the N-word. And left, right, and center. And I think somebody had to do this at some point, right? Somebody had to lead the charge and be like, why is half the population walking around in eggshells trying not to offend people for words that they're calling each other anyway? And in case you're wondering, she dropped the A, not the hard R, as they say. Now, since then, I think she's leaned into this even more. It seems like maybe the conservative media will be making a play for her. Somebody, Daily Wire Blaze, like, she's going to be doing interviews. Someone's going to offer her a show. She's what social media she still has is really blown up. And, you know, she's giving that advice that you're thinking, but you're not allowed to say. We're making celebrities out of people who don't really do a lot, but cause controversy. And I guess that's what we deserve at this point. Meanwhile, Governor Kathy Hochul. I don't plan to go into New York City, and so I don't need to know about this or how to pronounce her name. Thinking about banning masks on subways. Oh, well, I heard that masks were the big thing. Citing anti-Semitic acts. So people are putting on the mask and then doing destructive things to the Jewish people. Where was this energy when certain people were wearing masks and abusing Asians? That's what I'd like to ask you, Hochul. Lastly, let's keep it local. Alligator snapping turtles are returning to Kansas. This is a bad idea. The alligator snapping turtle is a demon spawn that sits in the lake, waits for you to go by. You're getting in. You know, it's kind of murky silt, is that what they call it? It's not quite sand. It's kind of muddy. You're walking, and then boom, you lose a toe because you have this thing, which it's an abomination to turtles, for one. It's kind of like the giant river otter looks more like a demon than an otter. Otters, I tell you, oh, otter, okay, that's cute. No, not if you saw this thing. Well, you think turtles are cute, not till you saw, you know, not like this. I thought I'd kind of mention this because not just it being in Kansas, but they're bringing them to, I think, one of the lakes or rivers. It's not that close to me. I don't have to worry about this, but I'm telling you, they will take over. This is a bad idea. I don't know what they have in the way of natural predators. Seems almost like an invasive species, like inserting an apex predator. But a van in front of me on the way to Bad Boys Ride or Die, not this past Sunday, hit a turtle. I saw something come squirting out the side of the back wheel of the van. I was looking at that and I was kind of thinking, what could that be? And then I realized it was a turtle. And I drove past. Okay, I thought I was going to be late to the movie. Ended up there was 30 minutes of trailers that I could have missed. But anyway, as I drove by, it looked like it was okay. Because I think it kind of hit the shell in a way that it kind of slid. It kind of like I don't know, maybe if you grab like a wet rubber ball and it kind of slides out of your hand instead of squeezing it right because it's not squishy. It looked to me like it was okay, and it kind of pushed it off to the side of the road. So if it was crossing the street, it got to where it was going and heading towards the river. So look, I think the turtle's okay. Bye-bye now.